Hey, let's talk about Letitia Guzman, LETICIAGUZMAN 1029-85. Chest complaints, fatigue. Number two, palpitation. Next one was leg pain. Next one was heavy period. Next one was pelvic pain. Next number is, I'm so tired. Patient is a 36-year-old woman, married, two children, doesn't smoke, doesn't drink, works at Taco Bell. She's been feeling very tired lately to the point that she's incapacitated when she comes home. Period. New paragraph, she also has issues with palpitation, leg pain, dizziness. Period. New paragraph, her last blood test in February of this year showed an H&H of about 8 and 30, period. Patient was prescribed iron because of heavy period, but she's not been taking, period. Her TSH was within normal limits. Rest of blood work was within normal limits, period. New paragraph. Patient's immunization is up to date regarding COVID-19. Social works at Taco Bell. She's been married 20 years, two kids. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. Last period, 426. Once again, heavy period. Family history, negative for diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, or breast cancer, history of migraine headaches, medications, none, surgery, gallbladder surgery, allergy, none, or drug allergy. She weighs 188 pounds, has lost about 10 pounds, 10 to 15 pounds, 100%, 98.7, 16, 79, 123 over 66. Heart positive, homozygous, with the lungs are clear, abdomen soft, next to JVD skin shows no ashram, mucosal cavity lesion. Lower extremity shows a pedal edema. Trace one. Trace dash, trace, period. Assessment. Number one, fatigue. Number two, profound anemia. Number three, H&H is probably worse than it was in February. Number four, start iron tablets right away. Number five, check B12. Number six, recheck CBC. Number seven, we looked at a pelvic ultrasound to make sure she hasn't developed fibroids or anything that could be causing her excessive bleed. None was noted. Next number, we looked at an abdominal ultrasound because of nausea compared to last year, no significant change. Next number, as far as her dizziness is concerned, her carotid looks normal. This is multifactorial, most likely related to anemia. Next number, palpitation caused us to do an echocardiogram, which shows no changes from last year. The palpitation is directly related to patient's anemia as well. Next number, had a long conversation about taking her periods. Next number is mild lymphadenopathy noted in the neck. Next number is TSH within normal limits, which is important in face of anemia. I mean, in face of fatigue. Next number, her thyroid looked good on the ultrasound. Next number is arm pain, leg swelling off and on is all related to patient's anemia as well as abdominal discomfort. Period. In the paragraph, check blood work, call patient with results, continue with ROSUVASTATIN 10 milligram once a day. Next number is ferrous sulfate 325 once a day. Must take on a regular basis. Next number. We'll discuss further treatment after her H&H comes back. Next number. Return in 2 weeks despite the blood work and recheck blood work. Make sure the patient is taking her medication as she is supposed to. Thank you.